The conversation started in community centers, restaurants, libraries, and kitchens across Greater Akron over cups of coffee and tea.
Neighborhood network, that was part of the plan, actually.
Oh, I didn't know that.
People talked about things like trying to attract the film industry to Northeast Ohio, the need for more interconnected bike trails in Summit County, where to find job training, and of course, the opiate crisis.
Listen, the first step is talking about things.
That's documentary filmmaker Mary Lynn Evans. She sat at one of several tables at the John S. Knight Center in downtown Akron.
You know, it's not enough just to sit at home and talk about these things and worry about these things. You know, it's important to get out into our communities, and talk to the physicians, talk to parents, talk to kids in high school about these things.
Evans says this event, which literally brings voices to the table, is a good place to start. John Paturas is president of the Akron Community Foundation, which partnered with dozens of businesses and groups around the city to organize the event.
As a father, as a grandfather, and we think about the future and what makes this community and this place so special, you have to speak up. You have to have a voice. You have to be able to communicate to friends and neighbors.
He says the foundation had staff at many sites to help spark conversations about what's working in the community and what's not.
These discussions are free-flowing. The role of the facilitator is just to engage people and to talk about what excites them about the community, what has them fearful in the community, what ways do they think people are working together, what ways do they think that they've seen successes and how we might replicate those in other areas of the community.
The foundation initially hoped for about 1,000 participants, but saw nearly six times that many register.
So we're really proud that the community's response has been so overwhelmingly positive.
The ideas, comments, and concerns shared at these tables will be collected and sent to the University of Illinois at Chicago for analysis. Paturas says the foundation plans to use the on-the-table data to better serve the community.
Okay, nonprofits who are doing those wonderful jobs, come to us, apply for resources, and we hope that these messages that have come back from a wide variety of audiences today will help be a driver and help us guide and really help the people help us decide what's most important to keep strong in the community.
On the table is a way to break bread with neighbors and talk openly about sometimes difficult subjects.
At least from what I see is people aren't drawing the line. They don't realize that a lot of it is stemming from the prescription meds, and people they think that the ODs are drug addicts, you know, that are picking up stuff off the street, and they don't realize that I really don't think the public fully understands the impact of prescription, you know, opioids.
For Akronites gathered around those tables, like Mary Lynn Evans, the subjects may be difficult, but the conversations are necessary.
You know, there's nothing like a human touch. There's nothing like an empathetic person listening that it has a great impact.
The event is funded through a grant from the Knight Foundation. It's one of 10 nationwide community forums in places like Charlotte, Miami, Detroit, Gary, Indiana, and Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.